我们今天开始要从第四章来看将来必成的事。
Tonight we'll start with chapter 4 to see the things hereafter.
弟兄姊妹应当还记得。
Brothers and sisters, you ought to still remember.
圣灵启示启示录的时候，他很自然的已经给我们分了三个阶段。
As the Holy Spirit revealed Revelation to us, very naturally he has separated into three parts.
头一个阶段是约翰所看见的。
The first part is the things which John saw.
那是在拔摩海岛上所看见的。
And that's the things which he has seen on the island of Patmos.
第二个阶段称为现在的事。
And the second part is the things that are.
那就是第二章、第三章。
And that's chapter 2 and chapter 3.
然后第四章开始。
And starting from chapter 4.
我们就碰到将来必成的事。
We see the things which shall be hereafter.
那么圣灵是这样的把整个的启示明确的分别出来。
And it is in this very clear way that the Holy Spirit separates these parts.
这一个分别出来对我们明白启示录是非常非常有帮助的。
And these separations is very, very helpful for us to understand Revelation.
过往有很多弟兄姊妹们都觉得读启示录很难很难读。
In the past, many brothers and sisters have found it very, very difficult to read Revelation.
我们也承认启示录的确是有点难读，难读是因为它用很多的表号来发表。
And we do also acknowledge that indeed Revelation is hard to read because they use many symbols to represent what God is trying to say to us.
但是造成我们觉得很困难的最主要的那个原因乃是读的人没有把启示录的那个时间掌握的准确。
But the reason most of us find it difficult to read Revelation is because most of us have not grasped on to the actual time frame in Revelation.
所以有许多是现在的事就跑到将来必成的事那里去。
And so, for example, some of the things which are, we put them in the time period of the things which shall be hereafter.
将来必成的事又跑到现在的事里边来。
And also an example is the things shall be hereafter, we place in the time period of now.
所以就造成很多很多的困扰。
And so, therefore, we have many difficulty.
那如果我们能看到启示录是那样清楚的分成这三个阶段。
But when we're able to see so clearly that Revelation is broken into these three parts,
弟兄姊妹们你就不那么容易会受搞扰。
Then brothers and sisters, it would not be so easy that you'll be disturbed.
那么现在我们开始从第四章里面看将来必成的事。
And so when we begin with chapter 4 to look at the things hereafter,
弟兄姊妹留意第四章一开始就是此后。
Brothers and sisters, at the beginning of chapter 4, it's after this.
此后是说什么此后呢？
What does it mean to be after this?
就是说现在的事完毕了以后。
And this after this is regarding the things after the period of the things that are.
那现在的事就是第二章第三章。
And so the things which are chapter 2 and 3.
那就是整个教会的历史时期。
And so that is in the entire history of the spirit of the church.
那这个此后很有作用的。
And so this term after this is very meaningful.
因为这个时候就给我们有一个把握说这样的话。
Because these words, after this, then we have this confidence to say these things.
将来必成的事开始的时候。
When these things that must be after, hereafter,
地上就再没有教会了。
The church is no longer on earth.
因为教会已经被提了。
Because the church has already been raptured.
教会不再在地上了。
No longer is the church on earth.
教会已经到了天上去。
The church is already in the air.
这就牵涉到一个很严肃的问题。
And so this is a very serious matter.
就是说在将来必成的事的里边没有一件事情是和地上的教会有关系的。
Which means that the period of the things hereafter, no event,has anything to do with the church on earth.
因为在地上的教会在现在的事完毕的时候也 不再在地上了。
Because the church is no longer on earth after the period of the things that are.
那现在弟兄姊妹，我为了我们更准确的掌握这一点。
Now brothers and sisters, in order for us to grasp this more accurately,
那我们留意第一节。
Let us pay attention to verse 1.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show thee things which must be after.
No. 有一些英文的版本。
Now, there are some English translations.
他把这一句话说得非常非常的明确。
It translates these words very, very clearly.
我要将这些事以后必要成就的那些事指示你。
I will show you here the things which shall come about hereafter to you.
我要告诉你一些事。
I will tell you some things.
这些事是发生在上面所说的那些事发生过了以后。
And these things which I will tell you will come about after the things which I have already told you.
中文圣经是很简洁的说将来必成的事。
And so in the Chinese translation, it just simply says the things which will come.
但是圣经的原来就把这个事情在时间上面是分得很清楚。
But in the original text, the Bible separates this time period very clearly.
在这些事以后要来的那一些事。
After these things which came, I will show you the things which will come.
那弟兄姊妹你就很清楚看见，现在的事情过了，就是将来必成的事。
And so, brothers and sisters, then you realize the things which are now, they have passed, and those are the things which will come.
现在的事不过去，将来必成的事就不出来。
If the things that are, if they do not pass, the things which will come will not come.
如果现在的事我们看准，是说到关乎教会的历史阶段。
Now, if we're clear on the part that the things that are has to do with the spiritual history of the church,
我们就很清楚地看见，教会一天留在地上，将来的事就不可能出现。
Then we'll fully realize that as long as the church is on earth, any time the church is on earth, then the things that which will come will not come.
所以过去有一些主张灾前全教会被提的弟兄们，他们就用着这一处的经文来作为一个根据。
Therefore, some of the brethren who ascribe to the theory of rapture before the whole church being raptured before the millennium uses this
before the tribulation
uses this verse as a foundation.
当然我不以为这里是可以用作灾前被提的做证据的经文。
Of course, I don't think you can use this verse as the evidence of being raptured before the tribulation.
但是我们不能不注意，这里是说出一个历史的分野。
But we have to realize this is the separation, a new start in the history for us.
当然你可以说教会不在地上当然是被提了。
Of course, you can say if the church is not on earth, of course it has been raptured.
不过这里不是说教会被提。
But here is not talking about the church being raptured.
这里是说到将来必成的事。
But here it tells us of the things hereafter.
但是弟兄们引用这里作为全教会灾前被提，却不是引用整节的圣经。
And so when the brethren do use this verse as a foundation for the church's rapture before the tribulation, they don't use the whole verse.
只是引用天使对约翰所说的一句话。
They only use one of a sentence that the angel says to John.
你上到这里来。
Come up here.
那他们就说。
So they say,
约翰就是代表全教会。
That John represents the whole church.
所以约翰到天上去就等于全教会被提到天上。
So they say when John comes up here, it represents that the church is in the air.
弟兄姊妹，读圣经不能这样读。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible, we cannot do so that way.
这里说的不是被提的事，就不必扯到被提的事上去。
Because here, if it's not talking about rapture, we do not need to put it as talking about rapture.
也许我岔出去也再说一个。
Maybe I'll go off a little and say some more about this.
那我个人看，教会的确是全在灾前全教会被提的。
Now my personal view is indeed that the church will be raptured before the tribulation.
所以很多我们有交通的弟兄们，他们都不接受这一个。
And so therefore, many of the brethren we have fellowship with, they don't accept this.
他们都认为。得胜者先被提是合理的。
And so they feel that it is the overcomers who are raptured first that is more reasonable.
那这里有一件事情就很有意思。
And so there is something here which is very meaningful.
因为弟兄们说，教会被提是在吹第七号的时候。
Because they say that when the church is raptured, it is after the seventh trumpet.
那第一号在什么时候吹呢？
And so when is the first trumpet sound?
当然弟兄们就以为从印那里引出来的号，那里就一二三四五六七。
And so the brethren, thinks that it is in regards to the seals that the trumpets sound in order that way, according to the number of the seal.
但弟兄师傅，你看这里已经吹号了。
But, brethren, if you look at this, it says the trumpet has sound.
但是这个号不是第一个号。
But this is not the first trumpet.
如果这个是第一个号，那以后我们看的第一个号就成了第二个号了。
Now, if this is the first trumpet that sounded, then when we read later about the first trumpet being sounded, that would become the second.
所以我们说，我们读圣经的时候，我们真的是需要主怜悯我们，要很准确的去领会究竟神怎么说。
Therefore, we have to be looking to the grace and mercy of the Lord to show us indeed how to read into His Word what He says.
因为提到被提的事情。几个主张都是有很多很被主用的弟兄们接受的。
Because when you talk about this matter of rapture, there are many brothers who have been greatly used by the Lord. They have different views, and that is well accepted.
那你究竟要听哪个弟兄说好呢？
So indeed, then which brother would you listen to?
你听达密说好呢，还是听戴德森说好呢？
And so, do you listen to Darby or do you listen to Taylor?
你要是这样去了解的话，你就没有办法。
And so, if you want to get an understanding from that, there's no way.
你说他说也有道理，他说也有道理。
Because you would see the reasoning behind both of their views.
那比如说，我们不能说有没有道理，都有道理，不没有道理的就不能成为一个主张。
Now, brothers and sisters, they all have reasons, because if they don't have any reasons, then no one would ascribe to that theory.
但是我们要注意的乃是。神究竟怎么说？
But we have to pay attention to the fact is what does the Lord say?
你说弟兄们都是根据神怎么说来成立一个主张的？
But you say the theory from those brethren are from what from the word of God.
这也是事实。
That is also a fact.
但是我们要知道主怎么说，我们必须要全面的去掌握主说有关哪某一件事实。
But in order for us to know what God said, we have to know the full picture of His words when He talks about specific matter.
我们感谢主不扯得太远。
Now we thank the Lord. I won't go too far.
如果有一件事情，我实在愿意和弟兄姊妹们彼此有一点勉励的。
But there is one thing that I want to encourage brother us with.
这些解经上的一些辩论，我们。就让那些喜欢辩论的人去辩就好了。
Now, in regards to these debates over the scriptures, we should just allow for those who like to debate over the scriptures and let them do the debating. Let us not get involved with those debates. Let us just hold fast to what the Lord shows us. I remember I mentioned this with brothers and sisters. If we look at this matter of rapture, if we truly understand this matter of rapture, then in regards to our preparation for rapture, and if you truly live that way before God, brothers and sisters, regardless of which theory you accept, you do not need to worry that you will suffer a loss in any of those theories. Then, if you just remain in the situation where you just get into debates over which theory, and yet you do not prepare well yourself, then unless the church is all raptured before the tribulation, then you have no future. Now if we prepare well according to the word of the Lord, then if the church is all raptured before the tribulation, of course you will be in the midst. And if you prepare well, only the overcomers are raptured first, then if you're overcomer, you will not be shortened.
如果全教会都要经过灾难才被提, 那,
and if the whole church needs to go through the tribulation before rapture, then there's nothing we need to say.
因为既然大家都要经过了,
if we all need to go through the tribulation, what else do we need to say?
灾难是在你身旁经过,
and so even if we do go through the tribulation, according to the brethren who have that theory, they say it will just pass you by and you will not be hurt.
既然是这样,
and so if that's the case, then that would not be a burden to us. And so debate is not what's necessary.
预备好等候备题,
but what is necessary that is we prepare well for the rapture. And so now we see the things that are has passed. And so it is the beginning of the things hereafter. Now what are these things that is in this period of the things hereafter? And it's from chapter 4 all the way to chapter
22.
The rest of the Revelation is that period.
里头,
within those chapters, the church is no longer the main character.
现在的是,
the things that are, not only is the church the main character, but it is all the content of the church history. But in the period of the things that are to come, then no longer is the church the main character in the history. Because the church is no longer on earth. I remember before we look into Revelation, we looked into the book of Daniel regarding the
77.
Now if we also can grasp the last week in that
77,
then we'll realize that the period of things hereafter, the main content of that is the last seven.
那也就是说,
that is also to say,
将来必成的事的历史的主角不再是教会,
and so, in the period of the things hereafter, the church is no longer the main character, but Israel.
在地上,
on earth, it is Israel.
教会已经被提到天上去了,
because the church has already been raptured in the air.
那在第十章以后,
and so after chapter 4,
教会偶然是出现一下,
at times the church does appear.
但是偶然出现一下的教会,
but when they appear at times,
都是在一个经过审判而进到荣耀里的教会这一种状态里头出现的。
But she appears in the condition of going through the judgment and entering into glory.
占的篇幅也不多。
And she, the recording of her is not a lot.
大部分的篇幅是以犹太人为主，以色列人为主。
Most of the recording here is focused on the Israelites.
我们看下去的时候，我会一直指给弟兄姊妹们看。
And as we read on, I will point those out to brothers and sisters.
不过弟兄姊妹能记得，那七十个七是为着以色列的。
But brothers and sisters, please remember those 70 weeks are for the Israelites.
因为天使当时给但以理的指示是这样说。
Because at that time the angel gave this order to Daniel.
为你本国的民和圣城。
For thy nation and thy holy city.
已经定了七十个七。
That 70 weeks has been set.
那这个七十个七是为了你的国和你的城。
Now, so these 70 weeks are for thy nation and thy holy city.
为着你本国之民和神的城。
For thy people and the city of God.
那如果我们能掌握着这个基础的事实，我们就不容易受骚扰。
And so, if we can grasp fully the foundation of that fact, we will not be so easily swayed.
但现在第四章一开始的时候，
and so now at the beginning of chapter 4,
就说到约翰被提到天上去。
It tells us that John was taken into the air.
他就看到天上的一些事物。
And so he saw some of the things there.
那么我们看约翰在这里所看到的事物。
And so when we see the things which John saw,
严格说起来，不能把它分成第四章、第五章的。
To be very strict, we cannot separate in chapter 4, chapter 5.
我们都知道这些分章是后来修道院的人把它做分的。
And we know these are done after, later by others.
我们如果看进去的时候，我们看到第四五章该是连在一起的。
But when we look at just the words itself, we realize chapter 4 and 5 should be together.
那么约翰就看到天上的一些事物。
And so, John saw some of the things in heaven.
约翰在这个将来的事发表出来以前所看见的。
And so John saw this before it happened.
很重要。
It's very important.
因为在第四章和第五章的里头，
Because in chapters 4 and 5
所说到的事情，
All the things mentioned，
弟兄姊妹你千万不要以为那是教会被提以后在天上所发生的事。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that these things happen in heaven after the church has been raptured.
如果这样看的话，我们又发生迷乱了。
Now, if we view it that way, we would also be confused.
就是问题就是，刚才你说教会到天上去嘛，现在那天上的事当然是教会了。
And so, brothers and sisters, you mentioned the church is in heaven, so now, of course, it has to do with the church.
不错，那个时候教会已经到天上去。
Yes, the church is in heaven at that time.
但是四章五章的里头，只有一点点是碰到教会。
But in chapters 4 and 5, only a little bit touches the church.
绝大部分都没有碰到教会。
Most of it does not touch the church.
也没有碰到以色列。
And it does not touch Israel either.
你说既然又不是教会，又不是以色列，那第四章、第五章是什么？
And so if you say it is not the church or Israel, then what is it all about in chapters 4 and 5?
那这就牵连到整个启示录以后的那一些启示的发表那一个原则。
And so this has to do with the principle of all the things starting from chapter 4 in regards to Revelation.
那如果我们记得，
Now if we remember,
当教会被提以后，
after the church has been raptured,
地上就开始发生灾难了，
the earth will begin tribulation.
那么 地上这个历史继续在灾难里头去经过。
Now as earth goes through the tribulation,
那这些灾难是怎么发生的呢？
How does these tribulations happen?
是根据什么来使它出现的呢？
According to what does these tribulations come about?
我们要是好好读以后的经文，
Now if we read well the verses to come,
你非常容易掌握一个事实，
You'll discover a fact.
虽然它分成好几个，又分成好几个段落，
And even though it separates for us many sections,
我们不可用里面所用的这表号来做分野吧。
Maybe we should use some of the symbolsin these chapters as a separation point for us.
因为从这里看下去，
because as we read on from chapter 4,
我们就看见圣灵用着三种表号来发表历史的发展。
We see that the Holy Spirit uses three symbols to separate the occurrence in history for us.
头一个表号是印，
the first symbol is the seal.
第二个表号是号，
and the second symbol is the trumpet.
第三个表号是碗。
And the third symbol is the bowl.
那这三个表号所发表的历史阶段。
And so we, with these three symbols, it gives us three periods.
我们很容易看见印与号中间又有一个，又有一些段落插进去。
We can
不是和地上的事有关的。
We can see clearly that within the period of the seal and the trumpet, there's something that happens that does not have to do with the earth.
然后你看到号与碗当中又有一些话插了进去，与地上的事没有直接关系。
And there are also words for us between the trumpet and the bowl that does not have any direct relationship with the earth.
好像是说另外的事情。
It seems like it's saying about something else.
如果你再看到那个号的本身，
And also, if you look at the trumpet period itself,
头四个号跟三，末后三个号的当中，又有一个阶段的时间把它们分开来。
Also, then there's this separation, this period of separation between the first three first four trumpets and the last three trumpets.
分开来的那一段，好像神在那里说一些事情，没有直接和那些。表号所说的话有关的。
And again, those words between those trumpets seemingly has nothing to do with the period of those symbols.
但是不是这样。
But that's not the case.
很多读圣经的人，他们说这些叫做杂乱。
And many of them who study the Bible say these are like a side note.
不是 side note, 是插进去的。
And it's something that,
另外一些事情加进去。
That is just something
加到当中去。
That is outside but added on into the mist.
他们说，特别是在神学院出来的人，他们是说，你把那些插段拿走啊，也不影响。
And so,
那个启示的完整了。
And so those people, especially those who are in seminaries, they say that if you take those things added on and take them out, it will not affect the full revelation.
如果这样看啊，他们就不懂得读启示录。
Now if they do view it that way, then they do not know how to read Revelation.
我没有意思说他们坏话。
I'm not meaning to say something bad about them.
我是指出那个事实来。
I'm only pointing out that fact.
弟兄姊妹，当你细细读进去的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you read into detail,
你一定发觉，
you will discover,
在地上发生的事用印号碗这些表号来发表，
that the things that will happen on earth will be represented to us by these three symbols, the seal, the trumpet, and the bowl.
但是这些表号所发表的事物，
but the manifestation of these symbols
完全是根据天上所发表的一些
It is completely founded upon some of the things that happen in heaven as the foundation.
是天上说了一些事情。
It is because first heaven has declared the matter,
然后在地上显出来就是那种光景。
And then on earth that condition is manifested.
天上先说话，
first the heavens speak,
地上就发生问题。
And then the problem happens on earth.
这也像马太福音里面我们常常说到那个官府祷告的那一个学习里面的 那一个原则是一个模式。
And that also has to do one of the principles we say regarding prayer we find in Matthew.
因为你们在地上所捆绑的在天上已经捆绑。
Because what you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的在天上已经释放。
And what you loose on earth has already been loosed on heaven.
是天上的安排在先。
It's because it is first set in heaven.
地上的事物显明在后。
And then it is manifested later on earth.
整个启示录的将来必成的事都是在这个模式的里边来。
And so the entire period of the things hereafter is in that principle that is revealed to us.
好了，现在我们有了这些概念的时候，我们回到第四章、第五章这两个笼统的，我们先来注意一件事。
And so now with those concepts, let us return to chapters 4 and 5 to look at some of the general things.
这两章的里边就说明了。
In these two chapters, it tells us
以后必成的事的发生的那个根据在哪里
Where the foundation is for the things that will come about.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，你一读进去，头一个你读到天上有一个宝座。
Now the first thing we read is there's a throne in heaven.
而宝座上坐着一位是从永远到永远的神。
Now, on this throne, there is this God who is living forever and ever.
那比如说，你看第二节，你就看见了哈。
You can
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在那上面的。
Now you see this in verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
然后你看第九节。
Remember verse 9.
先看第八节哈。
Verse 8.
就第八节呢，就是天上有一些有四活物，四活物呢是不住的在那里说一件事情，什么事呢
？Now, there are four living beasts who are in heaven who have these to say about him, and what do they say day and night?
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是实在今在。以后永在的全能者
Lord, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
宝座上是坐着一位从永远到永远的神。
Now, the one who is on the throne is God forever, eternity, past to eternity future.
我们读第一章的时候，不是特别指出我们的主。说的他是今在是在以后永在的那个光景吗
Did we not read the condition of our God in chapter 1 He is the one who is, who was, and who is to come
但是这里就说就按个时间的次序就说了
But now here it tells us according to the time frame
是实在今在以后永在
The one who was, who is, and is to come
所以我们那个时候从在第一章里面说到主当时说到他以突出那个今在的这个事实是我们该要留意的了
And at chapter 1 we mentioned the Lord emphasizes on the point he is the Lord of the present
如今用时间观念来说到神的自己
But now when it uses the time frame to tell of God himself
就是过去现在将来
He is the one who was, who is, and is to come
过去是永远的过去
This was is eternity past.
将来是永远的将来。
And is to come is the eternity future.
当然一提到将来的时间，这个观念就超越时间了。
And of course, when you talk about this matter of eternity, that surpasses time.
但是我们还是用时间的观念，你就看到这一个。
But if we use our concept of time, we can see that.
从过去的永远。到以后的永远
From eternity past to eternity future
是这样的一位坐在那一个宝座上
It is this one on the throne
然后你再注意
Now if you pay attention
当天上对这一位坐在宝座上的发出敬拜的时候
Now when there is worship in heaven for this one
他们敬拜的话不是很多
Their words of worship is not many
就是几句
Just a few
那是第十一节。
That is verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物， 并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这里的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see this,
你接触到一个很严肃的事情，
you discover something very serious.
那是关乎约翰在天上所看到的这一个异象的那个主要的目的在哪里？
That shows us where is the main reason for John's visions in heaven.
我们用简单的话来说就是
If we use simple words, that is
在第四章的里面非常突出一件事情神是万有的根源
That we use chapter 4's words that God is the origin of all
也是万事的根源
That he is also the origin of everything
所有在宇宙中间所发生的事包括在地上所发生的事全是根据神的管理我按照次序讲嘛全是根据神的实际管理和执行
That everything that happens on earth is according to God's planHis sovereignty and his execution.
那所以你看到第四章里面所叫约翰所看见的，是叫他从过去的永远开始看，一直看到以后的永远。
And so we discover that John sees this vision in eternity past to eternity future.
那你说那这个有什么意思呢？
And so then you question what meaning is this?
这个意思就很重要了。
This is indeed very meaningful.
因为这是从永远到永远的主，他是坐在宝座上。
Because this is the Lord who is forever, who is on the throne.
这个宝座是宇宙的宝座。
And this throne is the throne of the universe.
那也就是说，是这一位神在那里掌管万有。
And so that also tells us it is this God who rules over all.
从永远到永远
From eternity to eternity
在这样的时间空间的里边全都是他的管理他的权柄
It is in this time and space It is under his rule His government His authority
特别我们注意
Especially if we pay attention
万物是因着你的旨意被创造而有的
And for thyPleasure they are and were created.
我们细细的去注意的。
Now if we pay attention to that.
如果被造出来的万物没有按着神的旨意来显明。
Now if the things which are created was not manifested according to His pleasure.
那么神就在其中去把它矫正。
Then God will adjust it in that midst.
一切的矫正都是为了起初那一个创造而有的旨意。
And all that correction is according to his pleasure before creation.
那所以弟兄姊妹我们就看到了。
And so brothers and sisters, we see then.
过去的历史。
In the history past.
从亚当开始。
When Adam.
我经过亚伯拉罕。
Through Abraham.
经过以色列这个民族。
Through the nation of Israel.
我到了近。到了教会的日子
Until the time of the church
你看见被造之物包括这些人在里边多少次走迷在神的旨意以外
You can see all creation including the church how many times they have gone astray from the will of God
但神都伸出手来干预
But God has extended his hand forth to intervene
要把这一切的迷乱都结束而把那个次序带回正常
To bring all this confusion to an end and restore that order to normal
那弟兄姊妹我们留意到二十四长老他们的这一个敬拜所发表的那个事实
Now brothers and sisters then that is the fact that is manifested here by the worship of the 24 elders
我们就很清楚了解到神在历史里面所显出的他
Then clearly we can see who this God is that is manifested in history. How he is to work. What kind of work is he to do? And what is the result of his work?
那这都在 二十四长老的敬拜的里边。
And so that's incorporated, that's brought out in the worship of the 24 elders.
我们就看到一个很宝贝的事实。
Brothers and sisters, then we see a very precious fact.
我们承认我们常常没有那么宽广的那一个，不能说是时间观念，因为一碰到永远就已经超越时间，不过还是姑且用时间观念来说吧。
We confess, oftentimes we don't have a broad enough sense of the time, but when you talk about eternity, of course that surpasses the concept of time.
我们没办法不承认，我们很难有这一个超越时间观念的体会，来体会到我们如今蒙救赎的意义在哪里。
We confess we do not have this concept of eternity which surpasses time so that we can understand our salvation, that we have been saved, where the meaning of it lies.
我们太容易给局限在我要得救。
So easily we're limited to the fact that I have to be saved.
我要不是灭亡，我要得永生。
I do not want to perish but have eternal life.
当然这个是很重要。
Of course, that is very important.
但就是我们看到神的工作，不是只是看见有一些人不是灭亡反得永生。
But brothers and sisters, when
一切都要带回他起初那一个。
But he is to bring all back to his original purpose.
那我们了解到神在宇宙中是这样的管理着万有。
And so now we have this understanding that this is how God rules over all in the universe.
那我们就知道我们在救恩里面我们那个路程是从什么时候开始。
Then we realize then where does our path of salvation begin?
不是从我们得救的时候开始。
It is not at the time when we are saved.
是神在创立这个世界以前就开始。
But it began before God created this world.
也不是结束在我们走完了地上的路程的那一刻。
And it does not end on the moment that our journey on earth ends.
我们几乎可以说是根本就没有结束的时间。
We can say it in this way that there is no time that it ends.
因为那个结局就是神自己荣耀的旨意完成，这一个完成是继续延长到永远。
Because this result is that the glorious plan of God is accomplished, and the accomplishment of this plan is in eternity.
那好，那关乎这里很非常明显的指出。神是怎样的一位神来管理着历史。
And so in regards to this point, when we see this God that we have, and how he rules over history.
然后我们又要看天上的情形。
Then we have to see the condition in heaven.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们，我们只是注意经文本身怎么说，不要管过去的弟兄们怎么说。
Now, I hope brothers and sisters will just focus onWhat the scripture tells us and not be mindful of what brethren in the past have said.
我们不是说过去的弟兄们所说的都不能参考。
I do not mean that we cannot use those words in the past as a reference.
我是特别指出的是要以神自己说的话做基础做依据。
But what I must point out is we have to use the word of God as our foundation. We have to rely on that.
那现在我们要来注意一件事。
Now we have to pay attention to one thing.
那约翰到了天上。
Now John is in heaven.
他就看见在神的宝座的周围。
He saw around the throne of God.
有二十四个座位。
There are 24 thrones.
有二十四位长老坐在其中。
And there are 24 elders on it.
那这二十四个长老是什么人？
And so who are these 24 elders?
过去有不少的弟兄们是这样告诉我们。
In the past, there are brethren who tells us,
这二十四位长老就是包括了旧约和新约的众圣徒。
That these 24 elders includes the saints in the Old and New Testament.
那当然也有点道理。
Of course, there are some reasons to those.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we must pay attention.
这样的解说。究竟能不能放在这段经文里？
That kind of explanation, can we put it in this part of Scripture.
我们也晓得将来天上一定有旧约的圣徒。
We realize that in heaven there will be saints in the Old Testament.
当然也不会缺少在新约里边的众圣徒。
And of course, the saints in the New Testament will be there also.
但是这一个事实是不是就是这里二十四位长老所说的呢？
But is that fact what is mentioned here regarding the 24 elders?
那为什么说是旧约和新约的加起来等于二十四长老呢？
Now why do they say it's the 24 elders add up from the Old and New Testament?
因为二十四就是十两个十二嘛。
Because 24 is two 12s.
旧约是十二个支派嘛，新约是十二个使徒。
Because there are 12 tribes in the Old Testament and 12 apostles in the New Testament.
那这两个十二的那个代表就是用长老来做代表嘛。
And so these two representations of 12s are placed together for the 24 elders.
那所以我说，如果说道理是有点道理。
And so when we say there's some reason behind it, there are some reasons.
但是如果说事实。
But if we say that's the truth,
就需要花点心思来查考。
Then we do need to spend some time and effort to look into it.
那为什么刚才我用了一点时间，特别把这一个意象里面所突出的那一个从永远到永远的神这一点来表达呢？
And that's the reason why I spent some time in stating the fact of this vision, the purpose of it is manifested in this God of eternity.
因为这一个表达和里头所提到的事情有直接的关系。
Because that point has direct relationship with the things in these chapters.
因为神是从永远到永远统管万有的神。
Because God is from eternity to eternity who rules over all.
他的宝座是设立在天上。
His throne is set in heaven.
那因着这个事实
Because of that fact,
我宁愿相信
这
二十四个长老是天上的那一个主行政的组织
I rather believe then that these 24 elders are the principalities ruling in heaven.
因为你说旧约的十二支派新约的十二使徒所表明的旧约和新约的那个事实
Because if the reasoning behind the 12 tribes in the Old Testament, 12 apostles in the New Testament,
就是你只要问一下
then brothers and sisters, all you have to ask is,
神在宇宙的宝座是什么时候设立的呢？
Then when does the actual throne of God in the universe been established?
是不是要等到十二个支派被选召了，那个时候天上才有神的宝座呢？
So then does that mean,that the throne of God is set after these 24 seats.
然后在登了新约的时候再增加十二个座位在那里把新约的圣徒也摆设在其中。
So it's set after the 12 thrones from the Old Testament and then add on another 12 from the New Testament.
这显然是不能成立的。
Apparently, you cannot establish that fact.
因为没有十二支派和十二使徒以前，宇宙中的宝座，神就早就坐在那里。
Because before these 24 seats, God is already on his throne long ago.
所以我宁愿相信，这二十四位长老就是天上那个整个那个行政组织里边的那一个。
So I rather believe that these 24 elders are the principalities ruling in heaven. We often say that our God is a God of order. That our God also is the God of order.
如果这些规矩、这些次序只是显在地上。
Now, this order is only manifested on earth.
天上是没有次序，没有组织的话。
Yet, if there are no order or principalities on in heaven,
那地上所出现的这些事，又是依据什么来的？
Then, where's the foundation of the order on earth?
天上如果没有规矩，没有次序。而要求地上有规矩有秩序 这个说得过去吗？
And so if there's no order therefore on heaven, then can we explain the order that's set on earth?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是有规矩的神。
He is a God of order.
他是有秩序的神。
He is a God of order.
从旧约以色列人出来，从埃及出来，一直到新约教会的建立，你一直看见我们的主，他是有规矩，有秩序。
So from the time of the Israel's coming out of Egypt and the church in the New Testament, we do see indeed he is a God of order.
他也带领他名下的人进入那些规矩，进入那些秩序。
And he also leads those under his name into that order.
严格说起来，造就就是叫我们进入神的秩序和神所定规的那个规律。
And so when we talk about being edified, being built up, that is all in order for us to be brought into God's order.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们看看这24位长老。
We see these 24 elders.
那当然他们不是神。
Of course they are not God.
他们是天上被造之物。
They are those who are created in heaven.
他们也是在神面前有服事的。
And there are also those who minister before him.
并且他们也是在神的面前，不可借用人的话来说，立过功的。
And so we can use man's terms then that these are the 24 people who have merit.
就是成就过神所要做的。
And so they have accomplished the work of God.
他们都是有冠冕的。
And so they do have crowns.
说到冠冕这个字，
And so when you mention this word crown,
我们没有办法不要不回到希腊文里边去看。
We have to go back to the Greek.
如果我们中文
If we,
要把它分别的清楚，
Now if the Chinese translation wants to distinguish this,
那么这里所说的那个冠冕，你把它说成是花冠。
And so, if you want to be clear, then this crown here, you have to say it is like a wreath.
花冠就是奥林匹克早期的时候，你竞赛得了那个得了第一名的时候，就给你戴上一个花冠，这花。用花来造成的冠冕。
And so this crown, you can say, is like a crown made of flowers. For example, in the Olympics before, when you're competing and you have the first place, they'll give you this crown made of flowers on your head.
那说到花冠的时候，就是奖赏。
And so when you do talk about this word crown in the Greek, it talks about reward.
那另外，圣经希腊文里面又用了另外一个词来说到冠冕，这是说到做王的冠冕。
And so also in the Greek there's another word for crown, which is the crown associated with rule, reigning.
这个真的是冠冕。
And therefore that is our concept of a real crown.
保罗所接受的那个公义的冠冕是花冠。
And so the crown of righteousness which Paul would receive is like that wreath or the flower, crown made with flowers.
彼得跟雅各所接受的生命的冠冕也是花冠。
And so the crown of life which Peter will receive, that is also a crown of flower.
我们的主所戴的是冠冕。
Our Lord, but our Lord has the crown.
连撒旦学着主的样来戴的也是冠冕。
Now when Satan tries to learn of the Lord, he also placed a crown on himself.
这个冠冕就是在英文应该就是 crown.
And so in the English translation, this word is crown.
那个花冠呢？英文也没有别一个词来区别。
And so there's no other word to distinguish this in the English translation.
但是有些英文版本，他们就直接就把希腊文那一个字的那个音翻过来。
But there's some English translations.Which just places this crown of flowers as a sound of the original Greek for this word.
我们读到的时候，我们就知道哦，花冠。
And so when we read it, we realize that it's only referring to a crown of flowers.
那个花冠在英文里边，如果照着那个希腊文的那个发音来翻的话，那就 Stephanos。
And so that is the sound of the word crown in Greek.
所以有一个弟兄说得很好。
And so there's this brother who said it fittingly.
他说 你不知道那个花冠是什么，你想起四体反就可以了。
And so if you do not know what that crown is, you just think of Stephen.
四体反拿的那一个就是了。
Because that is what he received.
是他的 Stephanos.
And so that sound is Stephanus.
那现在二十四长老所带的就是这个 Stephanos.
And so now that is the word these 24 elders are wearing.
他们是围绕着宝座在那里。
And they surround the throne.
那现在我们就要注意了，用点时间。
And so now we have to use some time to pay attention.
注意什么呢？
To pay attention to what?
先注意神。和他的宝座。
To first pay attention to God and His throne.
他说，约翰就说，我给带到天上就看见一个宝座。
And so he was brought in heaven and he saw a throne.
有一位坐在上面。
There's one on the throne.
那现在我们注意。
Now we pay attention.
刚才我说这个宝座。
I made mention that this throne.
是从永远的时候开始。
Began from eternity.
怎么知道的？
How do I know?
不可能是约翰上去要看了，那神的宝座就放在那里让他看。
And so it is not that John is going there to see, so God placed the throne there for him to see.
我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们读圣经的时候注意两件事情。
I made mention to brothers and sisters repeatedly when we read the Bible, we have to pay attention to two things.
第一个是这个连词。
First, it is the words that connect.
严格说起来是三件事情。
To be strict, it's three things.
第一个是那个连接词。
One is those conjunctions.
你们常听我都提到。
Brothers and sisters often hear me say these.
第二个是时间性。
And,
时间性。
And the second point is we have to pay attention to the time.
这个事情什么时候发生的？
When does this event happen?
是现在是过去是将来？
Is it now in the past or in the future?
第三件事情
就是。The third thing.
单数还是众数？
Is it singular or plural?
那如果我们会注意这三件事情，我们读经的时候我们会发觉。很多很多我们意想不到的。
Now we hold on to those three points to read the Bible, we discover many things new to us.
什么意想不到呢？
What are these new things?
就是神做的事情是那么清楚。
Then we'll discover how clear the work of God is.
一点都不含糊。
It is not abstract at all.
现在我们看这个宝座。
Now we see this throne.
那天使就对约翰说。
And so the angel said to John,
你上到这里来,
You come up here.
我要把以后必成的事指示你。
I will tell you of the things hereafter.
立刻。
Immediately.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, you pay attention.
连英文翻译上都是那么清楚地指出那一个时间。
Even in the English translation, it gives us a picture so clearly of the time.
是立刻。
Immediately.
立刻什么？
Immediately what?
立刻他就被提到天上。
He was in the spirit. He was taken in heaven.
被提到天上。
And when you mention about heaven,
他就看见一个宝座。
He saw a throne.
设立在哪里？
It was set there.
什么时候设立的呢？
When was it set?
不知道。
We don't know.
哎呦，那里。约翰到那里，那个宝座已经在那里。
Because when John was there, the throne was already there.
这个宝座老早就设立在那里。
The throne was set there long ago.
宝座设立在天上是过去的事情。
That the throne which is set on in heaven is in the past.
过去的什么时间不知道。
How long in the past? We don't know.
反正就是过去。
But it is in the past.
但从底上你就看见。
But from the text later, you see.
这个宝座不是为着约翰那个时候临时。安置在哪里？
The throne was not for the sake of John, it was just placed there at the time.
而是老早就在那里。
But it was there long ago.
并且有各种各样的安排围绕着宝座那里发生的。
And there are also other things that surround the throne happening.
你一看到所安排的各样围绕宝座的事物。
And so when you see all these things that happen around the throne,
你几乎就可以说。
You can almost say,
这个宝座在永远里边就已经有了。
That the throne was there from eternity.
特别刚才我们所读所提到的那个二十四长老，敬拜神的时候所说的那些话。
And so especially from the text which we read about the worship of the 24 elders.
再加上我们没有读出来的，说的是活物，他们在神面前的那一个敬拜。
And also the worship of the four living beasts.
是昼夜不住的。
That is day and night.
你就晓得这个宝座在那里已经很久了。
Then you realize then the throne was there a long time.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是神的宝座。
This is the throne of God.
你读诗篇的时候读到，你的宝座永远安定在天。
When you read Psalm, you read that His throne is always set in heaven.
如果在永远里边没有神的宝座在哪里，这个话怎么说
？Now, if God's throne is not always in heaven, how do we say that?
你的宝座永远在天，是包括了过去的永远。
Because when we read that His throne is always in heaven, that includes eternity past.
当然也包括以后的永远。
Of course, that also includes eternity future.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个宝座。
This throne.
设立在哪里
？It is set there.
有一位坐在哪里
？And one sat on the throne.
那。一切的事情的发生
And so all the things that happen
根据这个宝座呢
It's according to this throne
所显出来的事
It is according to what is manifested on the throne When we read on we'll know
我们不看那个历史的事实
Now we won't read the fact of the history
我们只是看这一个宝座
We first look at this throne
我们留意这个宝座是什么样的
When we see this throne How is this throne
这里就先提到神
And so here first mentions about God
然后就提到宝座
And then it mentions about the throne
那提到神的时候
Now when it mentions about God
就说看第三节看那坐坐的好像比喻
And so it says Behold in the Chinese And he said that was to look upon like jasper
和红宝石
And a sardine stone
又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这三个，用这三个宝石来说明神的自己。
Now it uses these three precious stones to tell us of God Himself.
那弟兄姊妹们，当一提到从永远到永远的神的时候
，Now brothers and sisters, when you talk about God eternity to eternity,
他的荣耀
，His glory,
他的丰富
，His fullness,
他的智慧
，His wisdom,
他的能力
，His power,
他所有的一切
，All that He has,
都不是我们这个头脑能理会的过来。
It is not something that we with our mind can.
神又要我们知道他究竟是怎样的一位神。
But God also wants to for us to know how He is.
那他怎么能叫我们去领会呢
？And so how can He give us this understanding?
这就是启示录里头为什么用那么表号的事情来发表的原因。
And that is the reason why Revelation uses so many symbols.
因为借着表号的发表，帮助我们稍微去明白。
Because it's through the symbols we have a little bit of understanding of what God wants us to understand. One has to do with God Himself, and the other has to do with what He is to do. And also how He is to accomplish that. And so when all these things are symbolic,
以前人家就说一个就要逃避罗马皇帝的追杀，所以就用表号来。说了没有什么特别意义的。
And so others in the past have said that because they're trying to escape the Roman Empire, so they use symbols. There's no special meaning in it at all.
这是不信神的人说的话。
That's those who does not believe in God.
认识神，又知道他永远的旨意的，绝不敢这样想。
Those who know God and understand His will dare not say those words.
那我们来看。
And so let us look at this.
约翰的眼中看来。
And John's sight
神好像比喻
God is like Jasper
那先看比喻
Now let us look at Jasper
你说比喻是什么
You say what is Jasper
神是灵
God is spirit
神不是物质
He is not material
那怎么可以用比喻来表达他呢
So how can you use Jasper to describe him
比喻是物质
Because Jasper is a material
怎么表明神呢
How does that manifest God
可是我们的神不是偶像你用一个比喻把它雕出来你就说神是比喻
And so God is not an idol. You cannot carve him out of jasper and say he is jasper.
但是神的丰富,
but God's richness,
特别是生命的丰富,
especially his fullness of life,
我们用什么来把它说明得出来?
What can we use to try to describe that?
我们没有办法。
There's no way.
所以非要用表号来帮助我们不可。
And so we must use symbols to help us.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
我们都知道，
We all know.
这里所提到了，提到三样宝石。
Here mentions three precious stones.
启示录也提到很多宝石，起码有十二个宝石。
And in Revelation it mentions many precious stones, at least 12.
那提到宝石的时候，有一个共同点。
And so when you mention about these precious stones, there's one similar point.
那是说出这些是经过熬炼。不扯太远了，我直截了当就说了。
I won't go too far. I just tell you directly.
生命的磨练而带出来的精华。
And this is the very essence that has gone through the trials of life.
所有的宝石都是这样。
That's the same with all precious stones.
在高压、高温、黑暗的里边度过了不少多少的年日。
They have spent much of their days in darkness, in high temperature and high pressure.
这是 宝石就成型了。
And so then it comes about these precious stones.
所以在这里用到这些来表明神的时候。
And so when you use these things to represent God,
我们可以说是从他的性情的里边，或者说从神的性质的这一个点上来显明神的所事。
And so we can say that these things are a type of his personality or nature.
比喻就是绿色的玉石。
Now jasper is green in color.
这个绿色和底下的绿宝石有什么区别呢？
Now what's the difference then with jasper green in color and the emerald which is also green in color?
我这个其实应该要叫 Eric 弟兄来说说，就也许有点意思。
Maybe we should ask Eric to describe this to be more meaningful.
我是不大懂。那个区别是在哪里？
I don't really understand where that difference lies.
但是有一件我们可以了解的。
But there's something we can understand.
颜色上面。
In color.
有不一样。
It is different in color.
比喻，我不知道我们有没有说错，是绿色的里边偏蓝的。
And so in jasper, even it is in this color green, is toward the shade of blue.
绿宝石是绿色的里边偏黄的。
And so then this emerald in this color green is toward the shade of yellow.
我是不懂宝石的人。
I'm not someone who understands precious stones.
就觉得稀奇。
And so many times I'm amazed.To use jasper,
又说绿宝石
and emerald,
还有说到翡翠
and it also says the sapphire.
不过其中里边没有提到翡翠
but they mentioned that here.
那这些都是绿的，就注意干脆就是绿宝石，就把这全包括起来就可以了嘛。
And so they also mentioned jade. So if you just use all those same color, you can just say it's a green precious stone or the emerald.
但是圣灵没有这样。
But the Holy Spirit did not record it this way.
他还是一样的在那里说明。
He still uses different words.
我们可以这样体会。
Maybe we can understand it in this way.
说到这个宝石。
When it talks about these precious stones,
他们有共同的经历。
They have the same experience.
那都是经过很大的试验的而得出的结果。
It is the result of much trials and refining.
不是说我们的神是虚假的。
It is not that our God is false.
只是说出我们的神是可以经过历代各种各样的试验，也不能把它推倒的。
But it is that he can go through the trials of time and generation, and he cannot be overthrown.
那所以我们要注意那个颜色了。
And so the only way now we just pay attention to the color.
一般在圣经里边提到绿色的时候，是给我们接触到。关乎生命这一方面的。
And so, in general, when the scriptures refers to the color green, it touches upon the matter of life.
那因此，说到这个绿宝石的时候。
And so, when it talks about the emerald,
我姑且是这样说了。
I'll just put it this way.
生命的丰盛。
It is the fullness of life.
神是生命的丰盛的神。
That God is a God who is full of life.
那所以他所做的一切都是叫接受他工作的得着生命。
And so all that he does is that so that his work can receive life.
你能到他宝座的面前，你所碰到的就是一生生命。
And so if you come before his throne, what you will come upon is life.
那然后
，And then，
我想不说到红宝石。
When he mentions about the sardine stone，
那说到红宝石，那又是什么
？What does that mean？
当然，我们说，如果红色是说到那一个救赎的颜色的话。
And of course, when we talk about the color red, it talks about redemption.
我们就看到。
Then we'll see.
特别是对着照着他形象的被造出来的人。
Especially those men who is created in his image.
神的心意是非常非常的坚定。
That God's will is very firm.
坚定在什么事上呢？
In what matter is it firm?
要把那些失去他形象的人完全挽回到他起初的设计的里头。
He will atone those who have been created in his image yet have lost it, and he will atone them back to his will.
然后你又注意到了。
And then you also will pay attention.
又有宏伟的宝座。
It also has a rainbow around the throne.
我们很容易就记得。
Very easily we'll remember.
挪亚的洪水。
That the flood of Noah.
当时和挪亚的洪水过了以后，神把洪设立在空中。
Now after the flood of Noah, God set a rainbow in the air.
那时我也不会问这个问题。
At that time, I did not ask this question.
后来会问这个问题的时候，又不需要再问。
And later, when I discovered to ask the question, I didn't need to ask it anymore.
那是不会问什么问题。
What question did I needed to ask before?
就是为什么神要把虹放在空中
？That is why the God placed a rainbow in the sky.
后来懂得的时候就不必问了，因为为什么呢？因为你知道了。
Because later I discovered I don't need to ask anymore because I found out why.
原来那虹根本就是围绕着神的宝座的。
Because that throne is around the throne of God.
那围绕着把神的宝座来表达什么呢
？And so what does it represent when it's round the throne?
那你就从挪亚的那个虹里头你就看到。
So from the rainbow in Noah's days you'll discover.
表明神的绝对的信实可信靠。
Then you discover that his faithfulness is completely trustworthy. Brothers and sisters, this has to do with the throne of God.
在宝座上面你看到的，因为一个是生命的丰富。
On the throne, on the one hand, you see the fullness of life.
一个是神心意的坚定。
And you can also see the firmness of his will.
一个是神信实的不改变。
And that his faithfulness never changes.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是神的宝座。
This is the throne of God.
如果你从这些资料上面来造成这个宝座。
And so, from these materials, if you create the throne,
你能体会得到尊贵、荣耀、丰富都在其中了。
You can see then, glory, honor, riches is in the midst.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是神的本身。
This is God Himself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
最特别的。
What is special?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到
？Did you pay attention?
究竟那个红
？That rainbow.
是我们所见到的那个红黄蓝白青蓝紫呢？
The rainbow which we see, is it the colors which we'll see? The red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet?
还是绿宝石?
Or is it the emerald?
你说是宝座是绿宝石,还是那个围绕着宝座的那个红是绿宝石呢?
You say, is the rainbow around the throne the emerald, or the throne is emerald?
好像这两个好像相通的。
It seems like these two are linked.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们不要给这些事情来迷乱我们的心。Brothers
and sisters, do not let these things disturb us.
你只看见绿宝石所表达的是什么，你就看到宝座上有的就是什么。
If you see what the emerald represents, then you see what is on the throne. Then.
是这样的一位神。
It is this God.
他的宝座设立在宇宙中。
His throne is set in the universe.
他管理着整个宇宙。
He rules over the universe.
他要把整个宇宙带回正常的光景。
He wants to bring the universe back into a normal condition.
这个就是他永远的旨意。
That is his eternal will.
一切就是为了他这个永远的旨意在那里发生。
It is all happening according to his eternal will.
我们所蒙的救赎的恩典也是为了这个目的。
And the salvation, redemption which we received is also for that purpose.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, indeed we thank God.
我们读到启示录，我们才知道救恩的内容是丰盛到一个什么样的地步。
Indeed, when we read Revelation, then we discover how full the salvation is.
难怪在天上的那一些。 他们不懂得救恩是怎么一回事，他们却是看见救恩是怎么的完成，在造作神的形象被造的那些亚当的后裔的身上。
And even though they do not realize the fullness of this salvation, yet they see that the salvation has accomplished those descendants upon those descendants of Adam who was created according to the image of God.
他们看见这些事情发生，但是却没有办法经历这个事情。
They do see these things accomplished, yet they cannot experience it. Even so, they bow and worship before God. Then as for us who receive this grace, now we see the origin, the process, and the result of the salvation.
我们如果不懂得在神面前做一个俯伏下来的人，我们就实在是愚昧透顶了。If
we know not how to be one who bows and worships before God, indeed we are at most foolish.
但愿主帮助我们先看见他是谁。Of
course, may the Lord first allow for us to see who He is.
我们今天晚上就交通到这里。We'll
end our sharing here today.
我们下礼拜还继续交通第四章第五章。
Next week we'll still continue with chapter 4 and 5.